This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective with the week ending 7 of April 2017. Well, first off, the stock indices are above their 50-day moving averages after the missile attack on Syria. Obviously, this kind of news moves the markets. Small caps are not doing that well. An interesting point on the bond yields, they're bouncing off their bottom of 2017. And not surprising, the dollar rallies as a safe haven status and the yen weakens. This is important to note for all precious metals investors because normally the dollar and gold go opposite directions. And gold is usually opposite the stock market as well. And gold is struggling at the 200-day moving average after having what I'd call a knee-jerk reaction to the missile launch. Certainly, fundamentally, it makes a lot of sense for gold to go up, but that's something you've got to think a little beyond when you are in these markets due to the way they are manipulated. I'm showing a YouTube channel. This is a video that I did years ago. We've just put out a contest to win a kilo of silver. So if you're not on our free email list, just go to themorganreport.com and give us a first name and a primary email address. Verify it. And once you're on that list, you can send in your question. And the question will put you into the queue for a drawing for a kilo of silver. One of the questions that came in, I'm responding to on this video for everyone. And it was a young person that asked about, you know, can you write something that's kind of a basic primer for investing in silver? And I gave him an answer, sent it personally and said, well, I did write the 10 rules of silver investing quite some time ago. So I sent him three links. One of the links was the written format that's for free for everybody. It's been on the internet for years and years. I think I wrote that about 15 years ago, maybe even longer. And then later on, after I started a YouTube channel and stopped writing very much in the public domain, and reserve most of my energy on the writing side for our paid membership, I made these videos which actually expand those 10 rules of silver investing. So this is part two. And if you want to go to YouTube, just type in 10 rules of silver investing. There's again, part one and part two on the 10 rules of silver investing. Again, they're not only the 10 rules, but I expand upon them. And that is a pretty good primer on silver investing. And in fact, the rules themselves apply in many cases to investing across the board. So certainly, I think, worth your effort. It's yours to choose if you want to do it or not, but let me move on to some more important economic headlines. My friend John Rubino from dollarcollapse.com wrote a great article, Soaring Global Debt Set the Stage for Unprecedented Private Deleveraging. Deleveraging just means that you've got to get out of your debt situation, so you start selling assets to pay off your debt, you curtail your lifestyle, you have two cars, you might sell one. I think we all know what it means. Certainly a good article to read, and this is something that is happening. There's a big argument, of course, between the inflation-deflation debate. As an Austrian, I really can't say you can have them both at the same time. Nonetheless, from a practical perspective, we can see that you can see cost of things going up, which is a result of inflation, and your, let's say, your new job, because you lost your old ones, paying you less. So certainly, it's belt tightening for many, many people, not only in the United States, but across the board. And I've gotten in the habit on most of these weeklies to talk about the most important commodity, which isn't the precious metals, at least not in my view, it's oil. And this is from oilprice.com, a very good website. Most Middle East oil producers won't break even this year. Think about that for a minute. You can come back and read this article on your own. I won't read it to you, but that is very, very important to know. And when big nation states start to feel the pinch, as these are, you might expect to see some more interaction between the price of oil and what's going on in the Middle East. Enough said. And staying on the oil theme for a moment, global shipping fleet braces for a shock, $60 billion fuel shock. This talks about the other side of the oil equation, which is the environment and what the repercussions are going to be in the not-too-distant future, about 2.5 years from now, and what the environmental impact is as far as what these ships can put out as far as pollution. And it's quite a bit of curtailment, which means a greater cost to ship things around the world. I'll let you read the article. This is from Bloomberg. And I'll finish off the precious metals. This comes from Steve St. Angelo, SRS Rocker Report. I know Steve, consider him a friend, does some really good work, does a lot of writing, a lot more for the public domain than I do these days. But nonetheless, wrote this article, Massive Stock Correction to Send Metals Surging and Elites Lose Control. My comment is yes, but not yet. What I mean by that is gold is the most negatively correlated asset to the stock market. However, as we just witnessed, as I'm doing this update for the weekly perspective, gold shot up rapidly. Let's say the short sellers took advantage of that and have been selling off the market ever since. The last update I did for our premium members was just a few minutes ago, and I talked about why it sold off and what to expect. Regardless, this is correct, but again, I would have a conversation with Steve as far as when, and I haven't listened to his interview, so he may be saying in the future, not right now, I don't know. The point being that fundamentally, yes, timing-wise, not yet. And that's going to be a wrap for this week's Weekly Perspective. Again, if you're not reading our blog, the Morgan Report blog, please do so. Check it a few times a week. And also, if you're not on our free email list, consider doing so. We are giving away a kilo of silver on a random drawing for anyone that sends in a question for us to respond. Thank you.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.